This is the second track on the Leicester Oral History Trail. Before the television set came along in the 1950s and changed the way we entertained ourselves, Leicester had as many as five theatres. The Theatre Royal was the oldest of these theatres and stood on this spot from 1836 to 1958, when it was demolished and replaced by the current building, Provident House, which was until 2010 the home of the Alliance and Leicester Building Society. In this extract, Zelda Rubinstein talks about her time as an usherette in the 1950s, and from the Radio Leicester archives, Edwin Chapman recalls his first show at the Theatre Royal.
The management at that time, being very formal, insisted on us all having a kind of uniform which consisted of a black dress and this weird kind of organdy apron. Well, it's a kind of muslin material, very stiff, and the apron we had to tie round the dress, and it had little frills on the end, very fetching, but not quite me. And at the same time, we had to have a sort of band across our heads as well, so that we were officially recognised as being an usherette. Yes, the interior. Well, starting on the ground floor at street level, you go into the foyer, and there was a set of steps leading up then into the circle. Now, on the right-hand side of the foyer was a kind of box office, and obviously, being a theatre, the main steps leading upstairs were carpeted in red plush carpet. It was quite a wide staircase, and then up into the circle, that was also a pretty wide staircase. As you got up into the circle, on the left-hand side were the cloak rooms. Now, the ladies' cloak room, I remember, because it fascinated me, had a very large mirror from floor to wall, and also a kind of handrail. Now, what it had been used for, I don't know, but I found it very handy to practice my ballet steps, because at that time I'd done a lot of ballet. And then on the other side of the staircase, on the right-hand side, was the main circle bar, which was very large, and the windows overlooked Horsefair Street, so you, as you sat in the bar having a drink, you could hear and see the traffic going up and down the street. And it was fascinating to stand under the stage and see them waiting for their cues. You could just get this sort of air of excitement, and probably some of them were nervous if they were very young and just starting out in the profession. And it was just the whole atmosphere. And as it was an old theatre, it had been built in the days when they'd had fireplaces and open fires in the theatre, in the green room. You got a certain sort of, even a kind of smell, rather in a way like a circus smell. And you just got the whole atmosphere of the grease paint and the, you know, the tension.
The Theatre Royal was still known as the Blood Tub when I was old enough to test its reputation for myself. There was a brief preparatory period during which I would slink by the place with furtive but fascinated glances at the bill of fare. I finally made it, persuading a girl to come with me. How she would have laughed if she'd guessed the real reason, to keep my courage up. And, of course, theatre-wise, this was a night to remember. I learned it was now the fashion to guy, send-up is the word nowadays, the standard Victorian melodramas. Heroes, profiles like Greek gods, and escutcheons whiter than white were applauded every time they appeared. It was a wonder they were able to deliver their lines. Heroines, clearly too good for this wicked world, were received with ecstatic oohs and ahs, and warning shouts of, "Look out, miss," whenever the villain appeared. The villain, why was he always called Sir Jasper, was always well and truly hissed. And on occasion, we weren't above pelting him with assorted vegetables, ripe tomatoes predominating. It was all good, clean fun, and I learned later, had full managerial approval. Blood? Sure there was blood. It ran, metaphorically speaking, like water. But after a time, I very soon became a Theatre Royal regular, it became almost incidental. You took it, as it were, in your stride.
I suppose we were larking about and we shouldn't have been, but we'd gone out through the back entrance, the stage door entrance of the theatre, one night, and at that time the market stalls had different covers on the tops. They didn't have the kind of eggshell covers they've got now, and they were made of tarpaulins. And one of the stagehands was larking about, and he got a sparkler in his hand, and he slung it up into the air, and unfortunately it lodged on one of the market tarpaulins and started to burn. So, you know, there were flames jetting out from the corner of this tarpaulin, so somebody had to rush in, and they grabbed a fire bucket and came out and threw the whole lot over. Unfortunately, it was put out, but we all had visions of the whole market being on fire. Oh, dear.
For the next step, keep the town hall on your right and move to the junction of Gallatree Gate and Horsefair Street. You can sit down on the seats.